We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back live at the BB&T Center. I don't think ever before has Randy Moeller stood us up. Now, I've been told he's on his way, but Moeller is always bright and early for his radio segment. But you know opening night.
I was thinking opening night. They have the 25th anniversary stuff going on.
He's being pulled in every direction.
The 50-50. I don't know what that has to do with him, but I enjoy the 50-50.
Love the 50-50. I'm going to win it this year. I'm going to win it. Anyway, Moeller is on his way over. We'll talk a little Panthers with him. Good chance for me to remind everybody that we do some of our contests online now, so you can enter at your leisure and get a chance to win, just like anyone else that's listening. You know, some people listen on the podcast or whatnot. So you can go to WQAM.com/contests, that's plural, and you can register right now for a $50 gift card from Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. Tucker Duke's Lunchbox, a Southern-style burger joint serving the best craft burgers, craft beers, and snacks in town. They've got two locations, Deerfield Beach and Boca Raton. You know I always rave about Tucker Duke's, and you can win a $50 gift card. They've got a pizza burger for October, and their Tucker Duke burger, obviously, is the best. So if you want to win that $50 gift card, go to WQAM.com/contests, plural, and you can register to win right there. We are at the BB&T Center. Crowder and I, Tree, our engineer, here with us, and we'll be here till 6 o'clock. Alex Donna will take over then, and then Panthers hockey on this very radio station tonight. Look at Moeller ambling on over right now. You know, he's a very busy man. He's got the vest working tonight. He's
smiling at everybody.
Smiling at everybody. He's the mayor of the BB&T
hey,
Center.
He's a how you doing, everybody? Good. How's everybody doing? Everybody doing? Hey.
Into what he does, man. Where is he? Where's Moeller?
I'm right here. How you doing, chicken farm?
What's up, bro?
Hi, Hawk.
You never miss your radio segment with us.
You're supposed
never
to remind
late.
Me.
I had Falero text you. He said he texted you 5 minutes ago.
5 minutes ago, my big toe.
I knew it.
Falero always.
You know what we've
up.
Done today on the show?
Falero, if I come back in that studio back there, I tell you, you don't want me. You
he's
don't
coming
want
me to, tonight. You know, he's coming to meet me at the game tonight. So,
oh, I'm calling security right
I
now.
I texted
They'll
you at
never get him in the door.
Randy.
Grab him.
He says
grab
he texted you at 4:16.
4:16.
You replied 7 minutes later. That's not my fault.
Wow. What's going on, guys?
You know what we've done today?
You got your T-shirt on? You're already.
I do. I'm ready to go. 25th anniversary season. I'm excited.
Come coaching tonight.
He's got to go coach a football game tonight.
Oh, okay. So,
but I'm. I've got four friends coming. We're gonna watch the game. Very excited.
Excited. And, excited. Yeah.
This place should be rocking tonight, right?
It will. Everybody's been just so excited and waiting. I mean, the Panthers only played one game so far, and that a lot of teams have played four and five. So we're gonna play catch up here. But tonight, opening up against Columbus. Panthers dropped all three games against Columbus last year. So this tough opponent. They've got a couple of injuries. So do we. Corpusello will be getting starting goal instead of Bobrovsky. That was kind of a surprise that we found out.
We talked with one of our gambling experts who's in Canada, and he had placed a bet tonight on Columbus thinking
Bobrovsky would be in goal.
And he said he was shocked. He didn't understand why, and
I don't know
what the reason is either.
Yeah, well, he won his first game, and he won it in a shootout. So they've got good goaltending. But I'm looking forward to it and getting down on the ice and that and seeing what this team can do. They kept the core together for the Panthers. They added Hoffman. They added, thank goodness, they added Michael Hutchinson, a depth goaltender. Luongo goes down in the first game. Looks like he's only going to be out a couple weeks or a little bit more. So that's good news in that sense. So Hutchinson comes up, and we'll see see how the Panthers play and how Reimer plays here tonight.
And both of you just hit on kind of two points I was going to hit on with the expectations this year and then Luongo's health. Like, do those go hand in hand with what the team wants to do and Luongo being healthy?
I think it's safe to say, Channing, that that if the Panthers are going to have a season where they – qualify for the playoffs, well over 95 points, 100 points qualify, you have to consider that Roberto Luongo is going to play a big part of that. I mean, that just goes hand in hand. The same thing as Alexander Barkov is gonna play a huge role in the team making the playoffs. So, but they're very confident with James Reimer. Remember when Luongo went down last year? Reimer won all those games, and scary Harry Sateri came in and he won those games as well. So, as I've said before, and I sound like a broken record, I'm going on my third year now of doing this. Goaltending has not been an issue for the Florida Panthers. You look at the games and the games that they've lost. I mean, even last year, there was maybe two, maybe three games throughout the whole season where you could look at that game and say, yeah, if they would have had maybe a little bit better goaltending, they could have won. It wasn't the goaltending and that. So that's why I feel confident with this team. That the team seems to be playing a lot better defensively. I mean, they went over to Tampa last Saturday, the Panthers, and outshot the Lightning 16-4, dominated them in the first period, should have won the game, had, you know, 43, 44 shots in the game. So if they have that same production, that same energy, that same chances and the scoring chances here tonight, I think their chances are pretty good to have 2 points.
Randy Moeller is with us. You'll watch him tonight, Fox Sports Florida, television analyst for the Florida Panthers, and we always enjoy talking with Moeller. You know, we did today a couple times. We played old montages of your goal calls from the Lebatard show.
Oh, my goodness.
I haven't played this stuff. I mean, I just started listening to it this morning because I knew it was coming here tonight. You know, yeah. Don Bailey Jr. does it for us with the Hurricanes games.
Yeah.
And I don't think a lot of listeners know where that came from.
Yeah.
And the original incarnation was you, because you were doing, if you remember, colorful calls. It was Top Shelf, where Mrs. Yeah. Moeller keeps the peanut butter, or David Booth has a huge pear. And it was brought to Dan's attention. We brought you on the show a couple times, and that blew up, man. And you used to give your all on those.
Well, but let's be totally serious. One of the main reasons why was because Dan was bored, and he wanted something other than talk about the Panthers, who were struggling at the time.
Yes,
and have some fun. As you know, his show's a lot like your show or whatever. You not only talk about sports, we talk about different stuff and have some fun, and you can laugh and not take yourself too seriously. So that fit in pretty good. I think that was remember Dan said, hey, Moeller, would you, if we told you to say X or whatever after a goal call, will you say it? And I said, hell yeah.
It was great. And you, I mean, I'm telling you, brought it strong. And then you went viral. Remember, you were on ESPN, too.
Oh, like Howard Stern's show.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
It took off, man.
Every time we check in, go on the road and check into the hotel, my light on the phone in my hotel room would be lit up, and it would be some shock jock, whatever town we're in, Philadelphia, Columbus, L.A. or whatever, and they all wanted me on, 6:45 a.m. in the morning. I'm like, get out of here. No, I used to do quite a few of them in that. But I always said, as long as everybody is having fun with it, nobody takes it seriously. I never want to be controversial. You remember, I never did anything political or anything that was.
You did put them on the glass. You did, I just ate your liver.
No, but I mean political. I ate your liver. I don't think that's political. What did somebody say that? Some politician?
We just played some of them, and Crowder didn't know what was coming, and he's like, I just ate your liver. Like,
the best, though, that we had, remember the fun, because I'm as lily white I don't know rap. I appreciate rap. I don't play rap or whatever. Like, and these guys started handing me this stuff like, Mama cooked the breakfast without no hog. And I never heard that phrase before in my life. Was it iced tea or something?
Ice cube.
Ice cube. Ice tea, ice cube, whatever.
Mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a good day.
So that, when does get me to say stuff like that?
He does it with ferocity. And Mama cooked the breakfast with no hog.
Oh, you tricked me. They were awesome.
Play one, Falero. You have one of the montages. Play one that we haven't played yet.
Panthers shoot, they score! And the Panthers now have a 3-1 lead. Now go home and get your shine box. He scores!
I think that's Goodfellas, right?
Shaking like a Polaroid picture. The Panthers get a power play goal. He shoots,
he
scores! Both get the game-tying goal. Pretty fly for a white guy.
That's
they
the offspring.
Score!
That's a band.
Radek Dvorak on the doorstep. Oh, my God. They killed Kenny. Shoot, they score.
South Park.
Put them on the glass. The white
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Hook, they
score. Put them on the glass.
Stephen Weiss. I'm a lead farmer. They score.
That's from that
Meister. Pay that man his money.
Oh, pay that man his money.
Rounder,
Nathan Horton, give me back my son. Kretschy, they score.
Mel Gibson, ransom.
Ball, the meatloaf, they score. Here comes the hot stepper.
Stepping
on the doorstep. Carol, hold my call. And it's you the score. David Booth. Oh, I can't believe it's not butter. Rebound, it's you the score. Richard Sendick. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. He scores. Carlos Scratchton's. And I draw ding-dongs on people.
That was Tracy Morgan.
I had coffee with McCauley a half an hour ago.
It was a Pacino movie.
Scores! Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done.
I think that's South Park, too.
Scores!
Family Guy, Family Guy.
I go to work like a doctor.
Cool Monique.
Scores! Wilson!
Oh, boy.
The best one in there is, here comes the hot stepper.
That's what I wrote down.
That? Who's that?
Einie Kamosi. It's a song. Einie Kamosi. It's a song. Here comes the hot stepper.
A rapper?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know that.
Those are memories,
Christmas.
Man. Those are great.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Ma the Meatloaf is like people's all-time favorites.
Yeah.
And Wilson was.
It just seemed like at the time, too. Remember, Hawk, you were a part of it. It just seemed like there was so much going on in social media and the pop culture at that time and that. I remember another one I don't think they played that all of our staff wanted to play because it was right at that time there was a fan of Britney Spears and said,
yes,
leave Britney alone.
Leave Britney alone, that viral video.
The viral video. I just let it fly.
Yeah. He would say anything,
leave Britney alone.
I was going to ask because you said, you know, how long have you been with the Panthers now?
24 years.
Including the season you played?
Yeah.
Or so
yeah.
24 years.
Out of 25.
What kind of change have you seen in the Panthers' game presentation?
Oh.
Fan interest and just kind of the overall attitude of South Florida towards the Panthers in the course of your 24 years?
They had success off the very beginning. First of all, when they first got down here, 93, 94, and I played the 94, 95 season, and that just it was a novelty. It was new. A lot of people weren't too familiar with it. Yet there's a lot of fans that were from the Northeast or from Canada and packed the Miami Arena. Loved it. They loved the players. And at the time, the characters we had on the Scroodlins and Mellonbees and John Van Beesbrick, who those guys are going to be here in just a few minutes as well, the 93-94 team. And then when we moved into this brand-new building, it was really something. I mean, it was this shiny. It was state-of-the-art. And then the Pavel Bure era came in where you had back-to-back 50-some goals and that. And then the Panthers, though, the lack of success on the ice really started to affect this franchise, and it really did. And the fans were frustrated, and that. But I think now, especially with this new ownership group, since the Vinny Viola has bought the team in the last 4 years, you can see it's getting, the momentum's building. They have a great core in this hockey club. No excuses. This should be a playoff team this year if they play anywhere near their capabilities. And I think the fans realize that they're excited. They're really behind this hockey club, so hopefully they can hit the ice and prove everybody and get some playoff hockey back here, because once you get into the playoffs, it's almost like UM. Yeah. When you know they had those great years and that and the expectations, and then things weren't going that well and the fan interest kind of waned a little bit or whatever. Now you see it's starting to come back again, and the fans, if you put a winning product on the field or on the ice and you play an exciting brand of the sport or whatever, the fans love that. That's what they love to see and that. But I'm excited. We still have one of the youngest teams in the NHL, this young core, so hopefully the fans are going to appreciate and enjoy some great hockey this year. It's a fast pace. And you asked me what the change has been. Even over the last 3 or 4 years, the game has gotten so fast. these players. Same thing, Bobby, with football. Yeah, you got those big old guys and kind of plop around. Now everybody does the – I mean, they can all run. They can, they're all in great shape. And that, hey, Channing, the speed of football now is nothing like it was 10 years ago, correct?
No, it speeds up. Every season it speeds up. The rules actually make it speed up as well. So
correct.
Everybody's going in that same direction.
That's just it. And the same thing with hockey now. They've taken out the hooking and the holding, and they encourage the offensive play in that. The Panthers are built for to score off the rush. They were one of the league leaders in scoring off the rush last year. That's hopefully going to continue for this year.
Randy Moeller, you watch him tonight, Fox Sports Florida. I have to tell you, the text machine and Twitter is blowing up at those montages that we played today, and people are dying of laughter. So,
that's good.
Can't really do it between the benches. Wouldn't make sense when they toss it down to you for you to yell out Wilson.
No, all it's going to be is Goldie's going to go, oh, down goes Moeller. See you guys.
Randy Moeller, watch him tonight, Fox Sports Florida. Steve Goldstein, by the way, is going to join us around 5 o'clock. We're live at the BB&T Center, Panthers home opener tonight. We'll take a quick break and come right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.